Yeah, welcome back. I'm Teacher Becca, and it's an honor to be here with you. Hey, we've come a long way, right? We've studied a lot, we've learned a lot, we've practiced a lot, and had a lot of fun together. So now, it's time we had our lovely walk and talk all in English, right? Ok, vamos ter calma, respirar fundo. A gente já percorreu um baita caminho, não é mesmo? A gente estudou muita coisa, a gente aprendeu muita coisa, praticou muito e se divertiu muito junto também. Eu me diverti, espero que você também tenha se divertido. Enfim, então agora chegou a hora da gente ter nosso querido Walk and Talk em inglês. Então agora, na Wave 2, a gente vai fazer os nossos podcasts quase que inteiramente em inglês para você não perder a sua chance também de praticar o seu listening. Okay then, let's just remember a few things. Number one, it's okay if you don't understand it all. The important thing here is that you practice your listening, your speaking, and your pronunciation skills. Então, você já teve todas as explicações na aula com o Ravi. Então, aqui a gente vai focar em praticar a sua pronúncia. E tá tudo bem se você não entender tudo. Sério, respira fundo, fica em paz. Number two, if possible, use headphones to help you understand better. Number three, remember to speak out loud. Bring out the Elvis Presley or the Madonna that is inside of you. All right? Don't be afraid. And number four, remember to drink water. That's important. Okay, enough talking. Let's start listening to the dialogue one more time so that you can have it fresh in your mind. Remember that it's a conversation between a guy and a girl or a lady about a favor. The guy asks her a favor. Let's listen.
Hey, can I ask you a favor?
That depends on what it is. What do you need?
I need a ride to town. I have to meet a friend.
What time?
I'm meeting him at 3 p.m.
No can do. I'm going to be at work then, but you can borrow my car if you like.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks.
On one condition, though. You have to come over to my work later and pick me up.
You can count on it.
You've got yourself a deal.
What time do you finish work?
I punch out at 7.
All right. I'll see you then.
So we start with, hey, can I ask you a favor? Let's repeat. Hey, can I ask you? Notice the linking sound here. Can I ask you? Repeat, can I ask you a favor, can I ask you a favor? Hey, can I ask you a favor? That depends on what it is. Right, so that was the answer. That depends on what it is. Depende do que é. Repeat. That depends on what it is. Here's another linking sound. What it is sounds like what it is. On what it is. That depends on what it is. And note that we say depend on something. So, one more time. That depends on what it is. What do you need? Do you remember one of the Pronunciation Pro classes in which we learned the reduction of what do you? Here's a good example. What do you need? Sounds like what do you need? Repeat. What do you need? If you pay attention to the dialogue, the lady doesn't say, what are ya? She says, what do you need? But remember that there are different ways to pronounce words and sentences depending on the accent, depending on the situation. So you don't have to say, what do you need? Or, what do you need? You can say the way that sounds most natural to you, alright? Okay, so let's practice both ways. What do you need? What do you need? And the most traditional way, what do you need? Good job, say it again. Hey, can I ask you a favor? That depends on what it is. What do you need? I need a ride into town. I need a ride into town. I need a ride into town. Just a piece of extra information here. Carona in the US is ride, and in England they say lift. It's interesting because it's the same word they use for elevador, lift. But in the US, elevador is elevator. Okay, that may have sounded confusing. So, carona in the US is ride, and in England is lift. E elevador in the US is elevator, and in England is lift as well. Just a curiosity here, because I know many of you ask about differences between American English and British English. All right, so one more time. I need a ride into town. I have to meet a friend. I have to meet a friend. I have to meet a friend. Ou seja, eu preciso de uma carona para a cidade e eu tenho que encontrar um amigo. I need a ride into town. I have to meet a friend. Good job! Como você diria, posso te pedir um favor? Can I ask you a favor? And how would you say, depende do que é? That depends on what it is. And let's see if you remember. How would you ask, que horas? What time? Notice again here the linking sound. We don't say what time, but actually we say what time. Say it again. What time? What time? And the guy answers, I'm meeting him at 3 p.m. I'm meeting him at 3 p.m. Repeat after me. I'm meeting him. Listen to the sounds of M and N in this sentence. I'm meeting him. Repeat. I'm meeting him. At 3 p.m. P.m. comes from post-meridian, which means afternoon, depois do meio-dia. So in the afternoon, we say P.m. And in the morning, we say A.m., which stands for ante-meridian, antes do meio-dia. It's important to know that because in English-speaking countries, normally they use the 12-hour clock. For example, in a more formal situation here in Brazil, we would say às 15 horas. But in English, we simply say at 3 p.m. and not at 15 o'clock. So say it one more time, at 3 p.m. Take a sip of water while I give you another brief explanation. Did you notice that he used the structure I am meeting? Remember that we can use that structure that we call present continuous to talk about things that are happening at this exact moment or things that are happening at this moment in your life. And also future plans, which is the case here. I'm meeting, eu vou encontrar. So let's practice it again. I'm meeting him at 3 p.m. I'm meeting him at 3 p.m. Nice job. And what does the girl answer? Do you remember? She uses an interesting expression here. No can do. It means não rola, não vai dar, não vai tá dando. Repeat. No can do. Remember that because it's an expression, we cannot translate it literally, all right? Say it again. No can do. I'm going to be at work then. I'm going to be at work then. That means, eu vou estar no trabalho a essa hora. I'm going to be at work then. I'm going to be at work then. But you can borrow my car if you like. Borrow means pegar emprestado. Repeat, borrow. You can borrow my car. Então, significa, né? Você pode pegar o meu carro emprestado. You can borrow my car. If you like, means se você quiser. Repeat. If you like. But you can borrow my car. If you like. But you can borrow my car if you like. No can do. I'm going to be at work then. But you can borrow my car if you like. Doesn't it sound almost like a song? But you can borrow my car if you like. Come on, try with me. But you can borrow my car if you like. Okay, let's try the whole thing. No can do. I'm going to be at work then. But you can borrow my car if you like. One more time, I promise is the last one. No can do. I'm going to be at work then. But you can borrow my car if you like. Great, great, great. Do you remember what he said? He said, oh, that's perfect. Thanks. Repeat after me. Oh, that's perfect. Perfect. That's perfect. Thanks. Oh, that's perfect. Thanks. But the girl has a condition. She says, on one condition though. Notice the use of though here again at the end. Repeat, on one condition. Condition. Though. On one condition though. Another detail for you to notice here. On and one are quite similar words. On is spelled O-N, and one is spelled O-N-E. But notice the difference in the pronunciation. On, one. On, one. Do you see? Your turn. On, one. On one condition, though. You have to come over. To my work later. And pick me up. This means, você tem que vir pro meu trabalho mais tarde e me pegar, me buscar. Let's try again. You have to come over. To my work later. And pick me up. You have to come over to my work later and pick me up. Take a deep breath. Let's try one more time. On one condition, though. You have to come over to my work later and pick me up. Nice work. Okay, so the guy answers with sort of an expression. You can count on it. It means something like, sure, yes, of course. Repeat. You can count. You can count on it. You can count on it. And then to say negócio fechado, combinado, you can simply say deal. Repeat, deal. But here the girl says something with a similar meaning but in a longer sentence instead. You've got yourself a deal. Repeat, you've got yourself. A deal. You've got yourself a deal. You've got yourself a deal. Good. Do you remember how she asks, a que horas? What time? Okay, and here he asks, que horas você termina o trabalho? How would you ask that in English? What time do you finish work? What time do you finish work? What time do you finish work? I punch out at 7. Here we find an interesting phrasal verb, punch out. It means something like bater o ponto, if you know what I'm talking about. So you can say punch in when you start working and punch out when you stop working or finish working. Repeat, I punch out at 7. I punch out at 7. What time do you finish work? I punch out at 7. Good. Now the last sentence. All right, I'll see you then. You're done. All right. I'll see you then. I'll see you then. All right, I'll see you then. All right, guys, we got to the end of another episode, another dialogue, and another great chance for us to practice. I'm really proud of you, you know? So let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Hey, can I ask you a favor?
That depends on what it is. What do you need?
I need a ride to town. I have to meet a friend.
What time?
I'm meeting him at 3 p.m.
No can do. I'm going to be at work then, but you can borrow my car if you like.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks.
On one condition, though. You have to come over to my work later and pick me up.
You can count on it.
You've got yourself a deal.
What time do you finish work?
I punch out at 7.
All right. I'll see you then.
So, it's the end. Thank you for your effort. Keep up the good work and stay brave. Bye.